All right, so we're diving deep today, like really deep. We're tackling this chapter, the yoga of knowledge and wisdom. And right away, I gotta say, this isn't about yoga pants, or whatever. It's about like spiritual practices, you know? It's about connecting with something bigger than ourselves. And get this, it's not just about blind faith, it's about knowledge too.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. It's about actively seeking knowledge as part of your spiritual practice, not just reading about it, but like really applying it to your life, constantly learning.
Right. And for me, that's huge. There have been times, honestly, where I felt kind of lost, you know, like, what's the point of it all? But the idea that seeking knowledge, wisdom, is part of the path, that's powerful. So how does the chapter actually explain how we can understand something as big as, like, the divine?
Well, they emphasize recognizing that divine presence is both within us and all around us. It's those small moments, you know, like feeling a sense of awe in nature, a deep connection with someone, or even just feeling aligned with your purpose. These moments, these experiences, they can be glimpses of the divine.
Wow. It's like shifting your perspective.
Yeah.
Seeing those everyday things as like little hints of something bigger. I love that. But okay, so how does faith play into all of this? They kind of go hand in hand in the chapter, right?
Exactly. The chapter makes this super interesting point that faith and knowledge aren't opposed to each other. They actually support each other. It argues that you need knowledge to guide your faith, and your faith can fuel your desire to keep learning and growing.
Okay, so it's like you need to understand what you're putting your faith in, and that faith can then push you to understand it even better. It's like this feedback loop.
That's so interesting. Are there any modern examples of this that we can relate to?
Totally. Think about people who are driven by their spiritual understanding to serve others. Volunteers, activists, even artists who channel their beliefs into their work, they're using their knowledge and faith to make a difference in the world. They're living proof that these ancient ideas are still relevant. It's like they're taking those core principles and applying them to their lives in a way that makes sense for them. And this whole conversation, it really makes you think about those small moments, you know, the ones we usually just let pass by. Maybe they hold a lot more weight than we realize. What resonates most with you from this chapter? What are some ways you connect with a sense of purpose or something bigger than yourself in your everyday life? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And while you're pondering that, this chapter ends by teasing the next, the yoga of the imperishable absolute. So if understanding the divine is an ongoing journey, what does it even mean for something to be imperishable, something to think about as we continue this exploration?